Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com.
Welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. Did you ever notice that when your kids were born, they didn't come with an instruction book? Hey, not that I would have read one anyway, because what man reads the directions? But our children come into this world with some assembly required. They're not going to develop into the godly men and women all by themselves. And we as parents only have 18 to 21 short years to be actively engaged in that building process. You know, I wish someone would have asked me the question that I love to ask parents today. What do you want your kids to be like when they ultimately leave home? What character traits do you want to see in their lives? What behaviors? What values? What beliefs? That old adage that if we aim at nothing, we're sure to hit it comes to mind. And I'm sure most of us in the audience don't want to raise our kids to be self-centered, disrespectful, unbelieving adults. And let me just share with you, as one whose kids have left home, it's happened in a twinkling of an eye. They'll be gone before you know it. House on the Rock Family Ministries isn't just about marriage. We want to help equip parents to become the spiritual leaders of their children. So today we want to start a series on the five keys to biblical parenting. The goal of parenting is to raise our children to have a healthy relationship with God, others, and themselves. And the ultimate goal of parenting may well be found in 1 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul, the spiritual father of Timothy, states his goal for Timothy's life, that he might be a man who exercises godly self-control in all things. So let's talk about some tools in our parenting toolbox that will help us build our children. There are many, and today I want to talk a little bit about a very significant one. It's called modeling, and it's our pebble of truth for today. As parents, we want to be what we want our children to be. So the tool of modeling or imitation is living out the life we want our children to have in front of them, demonstrating those healthy relationships with God, others, and ourselves. Modeling is powerful. It goes on all the time. You and I are doing things that our parents did without ever even thinking about it. Modeling is also very subtle. We can't turn it off. Our kids see the good, the bad, and the ugly. I have a number of pet peeves, but one of them is a driver pulling out in front of me when I'm the last guy in line. There's plenty of space behind me, but he insists on pulling out in front of me. I tend to pull up on the bumper singing God Bless America, and Karen will sit there and say, Bruce, Bruce, Bruce. And one day as we were driving quickly down the road, a fella pulled out in front of me, and I hit the brakes, and I'm pulling up behind him, and Karen's saying, Bruce, 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 and out of the back seat, I hear this, blacks, Mom, blacks. And there it was, my youngest son mimicking his daddy, who always say, relax, hon, relax. Modeling doesn't demand perfection. Our kids need to see that we're not perfect, and when we can freely acknowledge that we aren't, it will help keep our expectations realistic. Our children aren't going to be perfect either. But we'll also teach our children how to seek forgiveness when they mess up. As we're modeling asking our children to forgive us, they're going to learn how to come to us seeking reconciliation as well. But the last thing I want to say about modeling today is that modeling is not enough. It needs to be reinforced with the infusion of biblical truth, an explanation of why we do the things we do. What are the beliefs and the values behind our actions? These must be fully explained, and we're going to talk about them a little bit more as the series progresses. We put together a worksheet for you as parents, asking some questions that will help you clarify some of your goals for parenting and to help you sharpen your intentionality about being what you want your children to be. You can download it under the Family Activities page at pebblesoftruth.com. Remember, be what you want your children to be. Until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.